Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Swamp Swami Podcast! And now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami! Yay!
Welcome back to SwampSwami.com Sports Commentary, and a little lanyette for you too. Today's story, the NFL TV ratings are sinking fast.
Sell, sell, sell!
The television ratings for the 2020 NFL season are down 8% compared to 2019. That is a fact. Due to the pandemic of 2020, more people are staying inside of their home this fall and therefore available to watch televised NFL games than at any time during our lifetimes. That, too, is a fact. It would be logical to assume that there would be a record number of television viewers for NFL football games this fall, right? Well, there, you'd be wrong. A major news source reported this week that television ratings for the National Football League through the week of Sunday, December 6th, or Week 13, are down about 8% compared to 2019. During the first 13 weeks of this NFL season, an average of 1.3 million fewer fans are watching televised NFL football games this year at 15.2 million viewers per week, compared with last year's annual total of 16.5 million per week through the same number of games in the season. When examined another way, the television ratings for NFL football games this year have been smaller in 12 out of the first 13 weeks than those in 2019. This is happening while stadiums in most NFL markets are nearly empty due to local COVID restrictions keeping hometown fans away from attending weekly football games. Now, last Thursday's NFL game between two perennial playoff contenders pulled 24% fewer TV eyeballs compared to 2019. Super Bowl contender New England Patriots, an East Coast major draw, and the Los Angeles Rams on the West Coast drew a total of 13.6 million viewers last week compared to over 18 million people who watched a 2019 matchup the same week between Dallas and Chicago. The excuse train for the ratings drop from the major sports media outlets has been relentless all this season. Now, here are a few of the biggest whoppers which the national media has tried to use to avoid discussing the true elephant in the room this football season. Number one, they say that the heated presidential campaign caused some viewers to choose political programming over watching NFL football games. Now, that is pure bunk. The majority of NFL games are played on Sunday afternoons or Sunday evening, while the bulk of national political television opinion shows air on weekday evenings. By the way, that election was held 5 weeks ago. What's the excuse now? Number two, the nearly empty football stadiums across the league are making watching NFL games less interesting than last year. Now, you'll get no argument from me on that point. However, I don't know of one single football fan that has refused to watch an NFL game involving their favorite team just because that fans aren't in the stadium. That's another weak argument. Number three, the movement of some longtime NFL franchises, such as the Raiders going from Oakland to Las Vegas and the Chargers from San Diego to Los Angeles, has hurt NFL viewing. While that has some merit in the Oakland and San Diego television markets, it's also likely that viewership would be higher in Las Vegas and, to a lesser extent, in Los Angeles. Again, that's a pretty weak argument to account for a nearly 10% drop in TV ratings nationwide. Number four. Legendary NFL quarterback Tom Brady's departure from New England to Tampa Bay has hurt television viewership. I'm unable to quantify that issue at this point. There's no doubt that fan interest for the Patriots in New England may have suffered some without the franchise's longtime quarterback, but some New England fans have now become Tampa Bay fans with Tom Brady on their roster. There is no question that the interest in Tampa Bay football has increased with Brady's arrival. I just don't see this as a significant change in television viewership. And number five, there are concerns about player health due to the pandemic. Now, this issue, while a serious one, just doesn't compute. If NFL fans were really truly concerned about the players' health, they would have already dropped watching football due to concerns about the helmet-to-helmet contact and head trauma issues like CTE. Now, despite all of those excuses being made by the national sports media, there is one single reason why NFL and NBA and Major League Baseball television ratings have all declined. During 2020's summer months filled with social unrest, many professional athletes became quite vocal about their unhappiness with certain issues in America. And in order to placate the players, the ownership of professional sports franchises, whose value depends on having the best athletes in the world on their teams, has backed the athletes fully. It was as much of a good business maneuver as it was of a show of solidarity. Meanwhile, the players and owners knowingly alienated a sizable percentage of longtime fans by encouraging the players' desire to bombard the fans with social messaging during the season. Though many sports fans certainly sympathize with the sentiment, when it comes time to play ball, though, it's time for the players to earn their millions of dollars on the field or court and provide a little pleasant distraction to life's difficulties. Nothing more. Apparently, the professional sports leagues expected that their fans would forgive and forget this summer's protest and return to watching their favorite sports soon. The NFL should now be concerned about the growing number of football fans who can and are happily living without Sunday, Monday, and Thursday night NFL football in their lives anymore. You can count me as one of them. I have yet to watch a single live NFL football game on television during the year 2020, and my life goes on just fine without it. Based on the ratings, legions of other fans agree. I admit that I have listened to some professional football games on the radio or by following the scores online as the game progresses. Though I haven't played as much golf as I expected on Sunday afternoons, my lifelong Sunday fix of watching NFL football has been broken. And it's been surprisingly easy, and the NFL does not want you to know that. Yes, I do watch my normal share of college football on Saturday afternoons and evenings. Hey, I am a human, you know. Televised college football games, though incredibly difficult to watch with so many of their commercial breaks, have quenched my football viewing needs for this year. Going for a walk with the lovely sports wife on a Sunday afternoon has been a pleasant distraction from my former NFL addiction. And you know, you do have to take this one weekend at a time. So here's the thought. Do you and I really matter to the NFL? As the NFL fan boycott grows, you bet we do. It will matter even more if this NFL exodus of fans continues through the playoffs and into the Super Bowl. And that's because some really big television and media contract renewals are looming for the NFL very soon. You see, the NFL's media contracts with the major television networks are set to expire after next year's 2021 and the 2022 football seasons. The current television and social media deals bring NFL team owners a cool $5 billion every year.
Excellent.
For the rights to cover the weekly games for the league's 32 franchises. There are potentially billions of extra dollars hanging in the balance as the NFL has been licking their chops, hoping to potentially even double the value of their new television deals to be bid upon by media partners such as ESPN, CBS, NBC, and Fox. But timing is everything. This season's television rating declines have been so bad that advertisers who buy their television time assuming that a minimum number of people will be watching on television are being provided with so-called make-good or bonus spots in future ball games, as the ads were seen by fewer television viewers than the advertisers had been promised for those games. Can the growing fan boycott really cost the NFL owners a lot of money? The 8% drop in television viewership and ratings this season for the NFL's current $5 billion deal would theoretically equate to a revenue loss of $400 million this year. Somehow, though, it's likely that the NFL and their TV partners will find a way to survive on just $4.6 billion in TV revenues this season. Like the stock market, though, the trend is your friend. Watching the weekly television ratings for December through the January playoff games and into the February Super Bowl will determine the level which the NFL's traditional media partners are willing to pay for future television rights. If there is a consensus that NFL viewership has peaked in recent years, it would be unwise for those networks to bid up the future price for the rights if the networks may have trouble selling the expensive advertisements to pay for it. If that were to happen, the NFL might be forced to, let's say, add additional commercial advertising time, say up to 15 minutes more per game, to placate all the parties involved. The NFL has been holding the line in trying to keep their games to a 3-hour maximum length, Good job, NFL. But if you watch college football, you know that those games are now taking us 3.5 to 4 hours, as the networks are bombarding viewers with 60 minutes or more of commercials every game to justify what they overpaid for the rights to those games. If the TV ratings drop for the NFL, I think that the league will be forced to extend their games to give media partners more advertising opportunities and a better chance to recoup the hefty price being paid for those games. There is no doubt that NFL football games, even with a significant decline in ratings like this year, are still the kings of weekly television viewing. In any given week, the NFL still delivers the largest national television audience available, as national advertisers try to peddle their automobiles and beer, soft drinks, and other products in an attempt to reach the maximum number of potential customers with one single advertising buy.
Buy, buy, buy!
If this fan boycott continues to pick up steam to end the football season and continues into 2021, the National Football League, along with the players who share in the league's annual revenues, might want to finally pay closer attention to their customers. This little boycott by the NFL fans could cost the league a whole lot more money than they ever bargained for. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.